7 Reasons Being Friends with Your Ex to Get Them Back is a Mistake by Max Jenker. Being friends with your ex to get them back is a huge mistake. Hell, it's even worse if you don't want them back and just want to put that bitchin' broken heart back together. And look, I get it. I've been there before. I had to deal with the whole friend zone BS years ago myself. You're terrified of losing your best friend. Your life feels dull and empty without them. And while you don't really want to be their friend, staying friends is still better than severing the connection you had completely. Besides, if you agree to be their friend, you can slowly win them back while you work on yourself, right? Better yet, you can show them what an awesome, sensitive person you are by supporting them through one of the thorniest times of their life. What could go wrong? Spoiler, a lot of things can go very wrong, especially if you want to get your ex back. If you agree to be friends with them post-breakup, you almost always end up paying a heavy price. Even worse, you're not any more likely to get them back. While there are a number of reasons why being friends with your ex to get them back is a mistake, in this article, I will address 7 that I find most important. So buckle the fuck up and let's do this. Reason number 1, it makes it difficult to reattract your ex. While there is no one formula for reattracting an ex, because every relationship is different, I have covered the general formula before in my article on how to get back with an ex, available on maxjenker.com/how-to-get-your-ex-back. Now, I won't go into detail since you can learn everything in the article that I just mentioned, but the process generally involves a period of intense self-improvement. Apart from becoming a happier, more responsible and confident, less shitty human, another reason why you would want to indulge in self-improvement is to inject an element of novelty back into your ex relationship. To shake things up a bit, to add some mystery, to give your ex something to discover about you once again. Because once you go through a period of intense self-improvement, well, now you've got layers, baby. You're not the same person anymore. Now you've added depth and complexity to yourself, ready to be revealed. Not to mention that the time you spend working on yourself equates to giving your ex space to wonder about you, perhaps even miss you. Granted, you've let them wander long enough and that they still foster minimal attraction for you. As the cheesy saying goes, absence makes the heart grow fonder. But guess what being your ex's friend does? Yep, that's right. It makes you predictable and boring. You're not a wild card anymore. And it doesn't give them sufficient space to reflect on the relationship and get into a headspace where they can start to wonder about you and miss you. Reason number 2. It prolongs your breakup recovery. Even if you still want your ex back, recovering from the breakup is always the first step. Ample recovery is what makes you happier, more in control of your emotions, and more confident. And this, in turn, makes you more attractive. Hence, reattracting your ex becomes easier. Unfortunately, being friends with your ex basically hinders this recovery process because the friendship makes it more difficult to do the things that help you recover. So things like constructively working through your conflicting emotions about them and your dead relationship, or putting an end to your ex-related obsessive thoughts and compulsive behaviors, or finding perspective on the relationship and your role in its demise, or rebuilding your self-esteem independent of their influence. And that's not to mention that the friend zone is basically like being repeatedly let down emotionally. Anyhow, moving to reason number 3, it can damage your ex's trust and respect for you. By all means, be your ex's friend if you genuinely want to be their friend. I have written about this before. I have talked about this before. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being friends with an ex once there are no shards of emotional baggage or the desire to mend things present on either side. The problem is that when an average person wants to be their ex's friend, they don't usually genuinely want to be friends. Fuck no. What these people actually yearn for is a backdoor to a romantic relationship. They think remaining friends is a smart way to keep their ex close, hoping they will eventually realize what they've lost. Come on, man. Think about it. This mentality is rooted in fear and neediness. It's also dishonest, cowardly, and it shows a lack of character. Put all of this together, and you have a perfect blueprint for diminishing your ex's trust and respect over time. Because, let's face it, your ex probably ain't dumb. Sooner or later, they will see that you are intentionally or unintentionally playing games and trying to manipulate them into something more romantic in nature. Have the self-respect and self-restraint to not tread down this road. You're not doing yourself any favors by staying in your ex's orbit in this way. Instead of offering the closure or the connection you're looking for, it often just leads to more emotional pain, confusion, and unnecessary drama. Anyhow, reason number 4, it often harms your confidence. That is, your ability to stand up for yourself and what you want or believe in, as well as your willingness to walk away from people and situations where your needs are not being met. Okay, but why does the friend zone usually harm one's confidence? Well, there are multiple reasons for it. First, because the friend zone is a form of rejection. A rejection that implies you are not good enough for your ex, and what does, well, feeling inadequate lead to? Exactly, a lack of confidence. Second, because through being friends, you surrender all your power to your ex. Suddenly, they are able to extract the resources that they want from you, like affection, like support, like validation, all while easily sidestepping your needs. And if you protest, well, they can just say, "We can't do that. We're just friends." Third, because a friend zone, in particular an involuntary one, creates an environment of fear and anxiety. One where you're practically always walking on eggshells because you don't want to say or do the wrong thing that could cause you to potentially lose your ex forever. Last, because being friends with your ex can emotionally close you off from making new romantic connections. After all, you'll be saving yourself for your ex the entire time, desperately holding out hope. And in doing so, you can easily develop the limiting belief that you will never find someone better, ultimately eroding your confidence. Anyhow, reason number 5, it distracts you from better relationships. So when I was in my early 20s, I mistakenly agreed to be friends with my ex-girlfriend after she dumped me. I still loved her desperately, and I just didn't want to let go. Hell, I was afraid to death of letting her go. After all, I based my entire happiness and self-esteem on how she perceived and felt about me. And according to my, at the time, childish mind, a lack of validation or affection from my ex meant I just wasn't up to snuff, probably even worthless. As for our friendship, Well, it wasn't anything to bawl over. My ex was constantly cold and indifferent towards me, and for a good reason. Prior to our breakup, you see, I was mean and controlling and constantly stalked and tried to manipulate her into giving me another shot. I was a mess, and this fucking close to a restraining order. It also didn't help that my ex knew I wasn't going to change unless she pushed me away, and that she, well, deserved better. And guess what? She was right. Right on both counts, and smartly held me at arm's length. And while this was going on, I had my back completely turned on not one, not two, but three different women that I could have ended up dating. I was so focused on my ex, I basically ignored all of them. All three of these women wanted to be with me and were emotionally available, not to mention compatible and stable. If I had only let go of my fake friendship and turned to these new people, I would not only come across as more attractive to my ex, but I would probably find someone more suitable to build a relationship with in general. Try not to repeat my mistakes. Be better than me. Moving to reason 6, it has potential for one-sided effort. Now, I already alluded to this point earlier, but to expand upon it, one-sided effort occurs when you find yourself doing all of the work to maintain the friendship while your ex is either uninterested or just casually engaged. You might go out of your way to stay connected, initiate conversations, or just be there for them whenever they need support. All with the underlying hope that your efforts will somehow reignite the romance. However, this can lead to frustration, resentment, and emotional exhaustion when your ex doesn't reciprocate with the same level of energy or interest. Don't get me wrong, your ex might totally appreciate the attention and the emotional support you give them, but not to a point where they would suddenly just take you back. This imbalance can create a very toxic dynamic, where you're giving more than you're getting, making you feel like shit practically all the damn time. Finally, let's talk reason 7. It fills you with false hope. So I saved the best for last. So wrap yourself in some cotton wool, because this one's gonna hurt. Let's start with some sincerity. Be honest with yourself and me for a second. Your ex's offer of friendship, it gives you hope. Hope that this breakup is reversible, that you can fix things if you just try hard enough. You want to be the hero of your own story, because in every story, the hero always wins back the person they love. Then again, we live in a world where dick-faced villains like Vladdy Daddy are wreaking havoc, and yet no one has stopped them. Suffice it to say, we're shortened heroes right now, and you're probably not going to get back with your ex. According to a survey of 4,534 participants aged 18 to 55, I personally conducted last year, only 32% of exes get back together. So in a way, being friends with your ex just delays the inevitable, the permanent passing of your relationship.